Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we are together. We are unified and on one accord. When we are together, we got power. That is why we gather today to celebrate our whole sense.
We spit flows on foes. Listen to the message that you never know. Got a plan for the man in this federal. The rhyme animal, back to play the part again. Clear the madness and put the message in deep. The enemy is back to rip the mic. We come together, so don't believe the hype. Check my tone, it's a war here at home. We united and strong, and never move
we
alone.
Justice, equality, and freedom now. Put fam first, man, woman, and child. Never mind, keep it hostile till we raise. Where we say what we mean, and we mean what we say. It's been a long time coming that we mob is one.
Gorilla funk,
hard truth, nigga, that's what's up. No peace on the street till the justice come. From the battle to the bullet, if it's on, it's on.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. See, I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. Believe I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back. A block, they gon' have to pop me to stop me. That's
real talk. You're my target, I got proof. My building got an X on it. Bloomberg threw the hex on it. It's like a pistol with effects on it. On a nigga with arrest warrants. Hitting pigs in their chest quadrant where they vest wasn't. Now he dead, cousin. All you snitches hit the red buttons. We some Uncle Tom killers. Mini Ninny Gazillas. Political cat pillars for this freedom for river. Yo, if police stop the whip, you gotta eat them trees. I ain't got no G to get in them crackers and court fees. You know my speed. Security first. Prepare for the worst. Never caught slipping if you stay on alert. Malcolm X said send them to the cemetery if they touch. A revolutionary virtue, a dull blade to hurt you. I'm up early working my machete in war. It ain't no warning, you just got to be ready.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My nigga, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My nigga, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. You see, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me.
My nigga, bigger than rap. You really think you gon' be left alone? I'm saying that you believe. And ain't gonna have to get your scrap on,
and yap on.
And we'll see if that's the right route. While I get my clap on and turn niggas' lights out. I tried to be nice, now we gon' have to bleed them. I'm willing to do a killing for the price of freedom. Coming from the left, nigga, hood is how we kept it. So prison to death is just something I done accepted. So we a murderer snake, and we a killer skunk. This ain't the word of a fake, it's gorilla funk. So right now is the time, and your turf the location. Y'all about to see the rebirth of a nation. Even if some got de-rebelized, the revolution still will not be televised. U.S. government telling hella lies, and it's evident when you look in this president.
I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Yeah, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. Nah, homie, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. My brother, I ain't letting nothing hold me back or block me. They gon' have to pop me to stop me. That's real talk on the one.
That is why I challenge you now. Stand together, raise your fists together, and engage in our national black listener. Do it with courage and determination. I am somebody. I am somebody. I may be poor. I may be on welfare, but I am somebody. I may be unskilled, but I am somebody. I am black, beautiful, proud. I must be respected. I must be protected. What time is it? When we stand together, what time is it? When we say no more yes about, what time is it? What time is it? What time is it?
Dirty, 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 dirty.
Yeah, no doubt, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building straight like that, coming out straight like that, hard body to wake your ass up. We in the building right now with Cali calling. Big shout out to Paris alongside of the legendary Chuck D on that track right there. Right, make sure you go to the archives and check out that interview that we had with Paris just a couple of weeks ago here on Dirty Basement Radio. A bit of an abbreviated interview, so we definitely got to get him back on. I got to holler at his folks and get him back on so we can definitely sit him down and really have a bit more time with him and go in depth. But in the meantime, you can definitely still check out. Matter of fact, that show, we went a little bit of overtime, you know, just to try to compensate a bit for the time that we had, you know, for the time that we had lost, but definitely a fantastic interview. Big shout out to everybody on the website, mixtapefights.com. All right, telephone lines are open. You already know how we do. 646-478-4069. The latest edition of Caution Magazine, the Black History Month edition, is out right now. Make sure you go to iamcautionmagazine.com. You can check that out alongside of all of the other previous issues. This is our one-year anniversary issue also. I want to give a big, big shout-out to everybody who participated, everybody who contributed to the Caution Magazine Black History Month issue. All right, I got a lot of fantastic quotes. All right, so make sure y'all go and get that, and make sure y'all go and check that out. Definitely a real great issue. All right, also a lot of stuff going on in the news. You know, Beyonce continues to get some slack in regards to her Super Bowl performance. You know, do you have a some police unions talking about boycotting her concerts. They don't want to work security for her concerts. I say, well, the hell with it. You know, you could hire some private security. Matter of fact, what she should do is hire the Nation of Islam to do security for all of the concerts and just say the hell with it. And that would be giving like a big finger. Fuck all of y'all. All right. And that would be that. But I'd definitely like to know what you think about that. Some other topics we're going to be covering also. I'm looking for my girl, Miss Rosie Blue. She'll be in the building in just a little bit. She's feeling a bit better. She wasn't with me last week. She was a bit under the weather, you know, so we're glad to have her back in full effect. She'll be stepping in the building in just a bit. All right, big shout out to all the independent artists that also hit me up all the time. Was talking behind the scenes with a couple of independent artists we're looking to bring to the airwaves real, real soon. All right, for the go or no. So we'll see what's good with that. Also, in those archives, man, we've been having so many fantastic interviews. Make sure you check out the great interview we just had recently with the legendary Daddy-O of Stetsasonic. Great, great interview. Mixtapefights.com. That is the website. So make sure you're going to check that out. All right, let's jump into some bangers right now. You already know how we do. It's the Cali call-in, but I got stuff coming in from all over, straight like that. This is Cocaine's brand new banger alongside a Short Chop. This is Plastic Surgery.
Turn the track up, man. It's that real West Coast shit, man. Fuck you thought it was.
In the low lows, took the game for the fags and the homos. But he's back in the ass, no KY. I'ma keep it G, you can keep it GAY. Green smoky, these niggas phony, they Oscar, Maya, Sweeney, Mahoney. Pulling all the soldiers out, nigga, it's a dirty game. I just took my rollers out, and I let my shirtless hang. Same thing for the 501, ride or run. Niggas fucking the Babylon, best invest in some type of gun. No, I got mine, not far from me. They all next to me, and they all next to me. Betty clear group of niggas if that boy he cocks. Brown real rooster niggas giving hoes peacock. They done it, keep it 100. Most of these rap niggas really don't cut it. most of these niggas is bitches too, and most of them niggas look just like you.
Like James, but ain't secretly sucking dick. Yeah. Niggas wearing man purses, looking like RuPaul. Hands tighter than Pee Wee Herman, I don't fuck with none of y'all. Yeah. Used to have knocks to talk with Tickle Bitty. But when I seen her last week, she had ass and titty. Reality star hoes, thinking they look good. Bunch of insecure bitches run around Hollywood. I'm a grinder, hustler, on my paper chase. Getting ugly out here like Lil Kim Faye. Nigga, hot your son, nigga, hot your daughter. Sharks in the ocean, swimming in shallow water. Nigga, I hold my own in the buddy boy zone. I'm sitting on the throne while these niggas in the twilight zone. West Coast niggas, you know what's happening. I call fake ass niggas like living with the Kardashians.
To a bitch, I bet you can get it for the chips. But you gotta understand one thing, man, and that's this: that everything is done up on the approach and blessed with a gift. And just the shit, man, let you hit it once or twice. Hey, boy, that don't necessarily mean that both y'all gon' click. And once you cats come to grips to understanding this shit, it's really gonna be nothing when it comes to knocking a real bitch. Now, see, I spit player shit, him talking all that. And if a bitch ever get up in my face, listen to what I gotta say, she gonna put her horn in my pit and it's gonna be all scratched. Now, I'm talking about home shots, SUVs, and jet skis. I'm talking about like working, hustling, gritting these streets, and stacking my cheese, and like, putting up the G's. Cause see, it's mandatory manipulation coming from the mind that I move a bitch every time. And you bitches wouldn't be so broke if you turned your thoughts off being so anti-PI. Just keep your mouth closed a little bit more. Keep your ears and eyes open up wide, you know? Yeah, that's the fifth, man. Keep this shit PI around the city, man. Yeah, check this out. Now I'm from the city where self-turnouts get burnt out, and all you self-made renegades don't get paid. You know y'all really get worked out, and the town's full of faggot-ass bitches and squares. I mean, you wanna be real-ass niggas and all you fake-ass flares, and fuck all you fine-ass bitches that tell lie after lie after lie. And you wonder why I keep it P.I., P.I., P.I. Cause see, I'm on a move of bitch missing, listen, heavy transition. Cause see, now I'm through dealing with women that wanna be all anti-pippin'. Now somebody call a pimp police and have Lil Mama arrested for an attempted killing. Cause baby's the main suspect in a case of a premeditated murder plot and planning a $1 million ism. You see, baby, try to cut my heart out and feed it to the wolves. But before I could ever let that happen, I had to hop into old school and mash out on the duels. And see, mom and daddy didn't raise no fools. They brought me up in the game and gave me the tools. Showed me what to look for and where to find all the clues. Yeah, man, I'm a PI about this shit. Real living legend around here, man. The City of Roses motherfucking real PI legend around here, man. Young KB the $1 million, believe that, man. KV the $1 million mouthpiece, and I put that tip in the pan with CD out there on the brick circulating the streets. Man, I can't can't believe you squares is hating like this. You know, shaking players' hands, smiling my face, and behind my back talk shit. But that's in y'all's nature, and y'all can't help that. It just lets me know I gotta continue on my one-way ticket for the scrap. Now you swear steal that. Now you know I'm talking about that shit a player do to get a flute. From setting up shop on the block, or setting 8 toes down on a hot spot. And that's a real pitman right there. The hard work involved ain't never hurt nobody. And I know this for fact, that a broad ain't gonna let you do something with her that she don't wanna do. So you might as well go ahead and get some scratch. Just make her choose and make a decision real quick like with it. Then get to conducting instructions on how she gonna really go out there and get it. And that's the more of it. And oh yeah, and I can't wait till you motherfuckers get a load of me. This shit's been a long time coming. And now I'm here to show you cats the right way to go and how the shit really supposed to be. Up and running. Now you know Lil Mama on automatic. I'm over here, she over there across the borderline somewhere, shooting through the wire. And man, I swear you cats gonna start paying for this gift I spit. Cause every time I let it loose up in this booth, I leave this motherfucker flames burning, lit up on fire. Yeah, that's the $1 million, man. And I'ma give it to you. That's some real pivot. That's some more of it, baby. Yeah. P-I-P-I-P-I.
What up, it's your boy Justified, and I'm representing with my homeboy DJ Sincere, only on 30 Basement Radio, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. Getting it in, playing all the hottest underground music.
Everybody, I need something about they pimping. There's something wrong. A lot of you dudes out here just
pimping.
I'm trying to open a mind to something different. I done been a lot of places, I done seen a lot of things. I done met a lot of women, ain't too many of them queens. Too many focus on my money, always asking me for things. Last man was a joker, she don't recognize a king. Be gone. Get about my vision, baby girl, just a product of the thing she seen on television. Bad girls club, got a loving hip hop. Like dusty little thugs in the club, she like to flip walk. Live with her baby daddy, just a day away from getting knocked in the back of the homies chatty. Met this chick, she call herself fatty. She a freak, showing off her little fatty. Peep my hustle, said she ain't mad at me. Showed up at every show, never looking raggedy. She wanna follow the wings, talking about she love my movement, wanna be on the team.
Sit down.
Show me your resume, cause we can
get out.
Make money every day. Out of town, I consider on the way. And
get out.
Come back with that money right away.
Sit down.
Show me your resume, cause we can
get out.
Make money every day. Out of town, I consider on the way. And she gon' come back with that money right away. Baby girl got a lot of potential. Found out she went to college, got a couple credentials. Real estate license, commercial and residential. Everything about this chick is official. Time to take her to the trap. Lace her up with the game, see how much she bring me back. Get her around these men, they don't know how to act. Send her to the meeting alone, she come back with the contract. She don't smoke weed, but she love contact. Know how to roll and twist them up real fast. Get behind the wheel, push across the map. Personal secretary, baby better than the app. I give her game about step respect. Show her how to break these suckers down and walk out with the check. She say she down for the team, and now she got a team of bad ones following the wings.
Get out.
Show me your resume, cause we can
get out.
Make money every day. Out of town, I can send her on the way, and she gon' come back with that money right away.
Sit down.
Show me your resume, cause we can
get out.
Make money every day. Out of town, I can send her on the way, and she gon' come back with that money right away.
Show your
This is a no contest sport. Yeah, we don't fight or stress. Nigga might bump chest and break a nail in the process.
Oh, you wanna talk about mama? Get out, crazy bitch.
Yeah, pee something to see. One day I seen a nigga tell a bitch in front of her mama, bitch, what the fuck that got to do with me? Bitch, when she was little, remember they stayed right behind the school, graduated and shot up like a missus. Now she independent and got her own. Doing too much, break her down like cocaine and bend her up like boxes.
This was brought to you by Swift kicking your ass.
We not King Kunta up today. I keep a bruise on my middle finger, nigga, for all the bitches I block away.
Radio, vibing out with my man Justify, the Lost Side of Sugar Free. Make sure you follow the wings. All right, big shout out to everybody in the building, everybody on the check-in, everybody on the website, everybody hit me up on Twitter. Thank you so much. Getting settled into today's show. You know, we got to give you those bangers, give you those heat rocks, giving you that new music that you can get really no place else because, you know, nobody gives you it hard body like we do. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is send a joint. If it makes the cut and go and know, have your people support it, then boom, straight like that. Some joints is just totally undeniable, so, you know, it's really not a problem. But big shout out to all the independent artists that, you know, send their joints in. And, you know, get ready for this Tuesday edition of Go and Know. But right now, I'm excited. I got my girl, Miss Rosie Blue, back in the building. I'm getting her settled back down into her chair. Let her be, you know, comfortable and whatnot. She was a bit under the weather last week. Actually, for the past couple of weeks, you know. So it's definitely good to have her back at full strength in the building. Miss Rosie Blue, I missed you.
How are you, Sincere? I did miss my callers. I did miss the show, but oh my God, I was out of commission. I was down for the count. It happens to everybody at least once a year, but I am so happy to be back. How are you?
All right. Everything is good. It's a pretty decent day here in New York City. We've been experiencing, you know, a cold blast for the past couple of days, but today it's just about 60 degrees, so I'm kind of happy about that, so I'm definitely feeling good.
Oh, I think we got a nice little, 80 degrees, sunny, clear skies. You know how California do. We got that California weather. This is one of them California days where you go to the beach and you get your car washed, or go show off your show car or do something, go out, go shopping. These are the kind of days where people want to get out and do something instead of staying in the house during the rainy days and not go out. I love it today. This is my kind of weather.
All right, that's what's up. Well, a lot of stuff is going on out there, you know, Miss Rosie Blue. You know, everybody, not everybody, you know, but a lot of folks is starting to get on the girl Beyonce, you know, even more. You know, it's really starting to pick up steam a little bit. You know, at least they're trying to make it pick up steam, you know, a little bit to, you know, come down on her because of what they perceive, you know, as an insult that her Super Bowl performance was. So, you know, do you have any thoughts on that? Have you been, you know, hearing any rumblings through the media or anything like that in regards to that particular subject?
Well, they're trying various ways to shut her tour down. They feel like she's the message she tries to send is unnecessary, and of course, you know, this is all going on during Black History Month, and you're talking about Black Power and Black Lives Matter. They do, but that doesn't mean that you could twist it in a way that you are perpetuating your fame to a whole new level. This is just, I'm disappointed with Miss Beyonce. She, you know, she's, I don't know, somebody's telling her to do it. I hope she doesn't come up with these things on her own, but, what can you do? I mean, her performance was beautiful. But now the music video and all the steam and all the static that she's creating,
she's gonna
end up in the wrong city. Somebody is gonna be a little too upset, and they might try to throw something at her. I hope for the best for her. I hope this movement that she's trying to do turns out exactly how she wants it to. I just touchy subjects, you know, especially during Black History Month.
Right. Well, I mean, could you really think of a better time? You know what I mean? I mean, could you think of a time that would be better? I mean, any time is a good time as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? For you,
Black Lives Matter 365 days a year, especially. But we always try to, you know, we always try to give our, we try to take advantage of our props. Everybody else have their holidays, and they do them big. And everybody got to know about them. Black History Month is so purposefully seems like they try to sweep it under the rug every once in a while, and they don't pay as much attention to it. I think the only piece of it that I have seen is on BET and social media. That's it. Any other holiday involving any other race or ethnicity, they got it on every channel, free,
all right.
Cable, radio, and
right.
We can't have that.
Well, now, if you think about it, you know, because I it's funny that you say this, because I actually wrote, you know, a little foreword, you would call it, you know, for our Black History Month edition of Caution Magazine. You know, when we ask the question to various people, you know, do they feel that Black History Month is, you know, still relevant? And, you know, a number of people, you know, answered the call, you know, big salute. You know, to Lord Jamal, big salute to Tragedy Gaddafi, big salute to Daddy-O, big salute to Paris, to Kermit Henderson, and I know I'm leaving a lot of people out that definitely answered the call and gave us, you know, their quotes, you know, on that subject. But I kind of touched on that, you know, just a little bit, you know, within the context of the article, exactly what you are referring to. And not only do, you know, other people express their holidays, other people express their heroes. You know what I'm saying? The people that they admire, the people that they look to for strength or, you know, for inspiration, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. And I don't care what person it's been over the years. It could be from an organization, because each and every Black person, all right, that was prominent during that time period, from Martin Luther King to the Black Panthers and every organization in between was looked upon exactly the same way. So I don't care if you was Martin Luther King out there in the street doing the nonviolent thing. I don't care if you was, you know, Malcolm X at the window with the shotgun. I don't care if you were the Black Panthers, you know, going up to, you know, the California State House, you know, with your gun strapped to your back. You were all looked at the same way anyway. You know what I'm saying? So when these folks were alive, and now for a period of time after they were dead, you know, some of these folks were, you know, looked at, you know, differently over the years. Now, once upon a time, they did have what you're saying on TV a little bit. You would see much more about the Black History Month. You would see, you know, a lot of corporate sponsorship. And I kind of talked about this in that forward I'm talking about.
Right. You definitely see a lot less of that over the course
of
years.
It's basically gone. Now, we still out there spending the same money, right, supporting the same corporations. We still going to McDonald's, we still going to Walmart, we still going to all these stores and spending up all our money and stuff. But that sponsorship that they used to do, they don't even feel a need to do it anymore, because we know regardless that, you know, they know regardless that we're gonna go and spend the money in their store anyway. You know what I mean? So now these folks are talking about a boycott. So it sounds to me like you think maybe Beyonce was a little bit wrong. Am I getting that right?
It's a different way she probably could have went about it. I mean, she's getting the feedback that she wanted, but she's also getting a whole lot of beef for it too. Which of course, if you make your debut of a concept, of an idea that you've been working on the biggest public television show, what, in the world? How big is Super Bowl? In the world, right? Like, everybody watches the Super Bowl. That's a good place to do it. You just gotta kind of tread carefully. Yeah, hell yeah, you want to make a statement.
Why?
I mean, I don't want this to turn into something a whole lot worse than what it could have been. You know, I don't know. I'm not a gambler. You feel me?
I
don't like to lose, so I'm not a gambler. You're not gonna catch me putting $2 on the lottery to win $150 million. Nope, not me. I'm holding on to my $2 because what I don't
okay,
win,
I
kept $2.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I don't gamble.
Miss Rosie Blue ain't taking no chances. She holding on to her $2.
Not unless I'm willing to lose. If I'm willing to lose, I'm taking that chance.
Right.
Because if I have that mentality, then it's going to come out good either way for me. So maybe that's
okay.
How she looked at it. She's
all right,
willing
all
to fight, but she's willing to fight to lose it.
Okay, well, I mean, I appreciate her going out there. I appreciate her going out there and doing what she did, you know, number one. And number two, it's a form of expression. Number three, we've seen Super Bowl performances and all kind of, you know, other performances, you know, in the past. And some of these shits have had so many different kind of overtones, satanic overtones, devil worshiping overtones. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna look back, you know. But they had some Super Bowl performances that was really kind of questionable too. And you didn't get this kind of backlash, you know, in regards to, you know, those performers that, you know, engaged in those performances. You know, we should boycott this shit because, you know, this shit looked like they worshiping Satan.
That's because the simple fact that we cause ripples. We make history. We make a difference. We are different. You are always going to like and also be intimidated by anything that you do not understand, that you do not recognize, that you might not necessarily agree with at first. I love Asian gangsters. I think they are the cutest things ever, especially if they grow up in the hood, because it's like, where did this guy come from? But he be banging harder than any black guy that I know, and it's just so intriguing to me that at one point we were ridiculed upon by this very same person's grandparents, and here he is sagging harder than we are. It's just, we cause ripples. White folks, any other race, any other performance that has that Illuminati and the Satanic and the KKK and all of that, because everyone else is so normal and just turn the other cheek, if all the black folks raised up and we had a fit, it's not enough of us to make a difference. As far as being a newscaster, how long did it take for a newscaster to be black? How long did it take for a Barbie doll to be black? How long did it take for us to really start to get the things that we've been deserved since everybody else? You know what I'm saying? So all them other performances, of course they don't care. It's good that she did how she did it, but like I said, I don't gamble. It's still good that she did it. Somebody was going to. If it wasn't her, it was going to be somebody else. Guaranteed that. And
okay.
White folks loved it today. That's why they was even more upset. Oh, my God, I loved her. Now I hate her. Yeah.
Right. You know, that's a funny phenomenon, too. That's a funny phenomenon, too, like how that switch went off when she decided to express herself. This is me. This is my blackness. This is my history. All right. And these are some folks. These are my heroes. I look at these folks as heroes. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at them the way that you might look at them. You know what I'm saying?
She
for whatever reason.
Because Raven Simone is doing the total opposite. She was on there talking about how she just wants black people working for her if their name was Watermelon Drea. I was like, wow.
No, well, that wasn't Beyonce. That was Raven.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's
doing the total opposite
right.
of what Beyonce is doing.
Because
and
see, but
they the same color.
Right, but she's being rewarded for doing that. See, on one side of the fence, okay, and it's good that you made that particular comparison, because somebody like her, somebody like a Raven Simone, somebody like a Stacey Dash, all right, they're on the other side of the fence. So whatever they say is going to be, you know, against black folks, you know what I'm saying? And for them doing that, they get paid. Well, you know, she's on TV, they got the TV show, and that's what they got them there for, as being that black, you know, they got men to do it too, to be that black voice, you know, that black so-called conservative voice that, you know, white people can point to comfortably and say, see, they feel the same way. But, yeah, we got this to cover. We got a lot more to cover. Just getting into a little bit of the show with my girl, Miss Rosie Blue, talking a little bit of politics. We've got a lot of bangs to play. Matter of fact, right now, let's get into that Beyonce. So have you so you seen the video? Because it's not an easy video to find on YouTube.
I saw a clip of it from how the news was kind of doing their whole little thing. I saw a clip of it. I didn't get to see the entire video.
All right, well, listen. If you go on Twitter, okay, I'll...
That's
look
why
Twitter,
I love
I'll,
so much.
All right, well, see, I get seriously, but I tweeted it out yesterday. I tweeted it out. I'll find a tweet, and I'll tweet it to you. All right, so you can see the whole video. It's a very interesting video. Very interesting video. You know what I'm saying? If you think she went in on the Super Bowl performance, she went in on the video too. I mean, really.
Okay.
Yeah, but matter of fact, let's get into the song right now. Beyonce doing her damn thing. Support Beyonce. Don't boycott Beyonce. Don't listen to that bullshit. Let's go.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you got to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. Hot sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. Want it. I touch yellow, want it. Want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. Own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligator. El Camino with a Tito. Sipping Cuervo and Hotel. Sometimes I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Get what's mine. Hey, what's mine? I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I flex. I flex.
I'm a hater, hater, albino, alligator, El Camino, with a
You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Yeah, keeping it going with the ladies right now. Brand new music from the independent artist. You know I'm the independent artist's best friend, so you know how I do. This is Alana DeVille featuring AK, Conceited Shit.
My swagger, right? You like it, right? I don't mean to brag.
Still dang, gun fast and furious, some of being game. Still Uncle G, pull out the bag. Everything I pop, be designer tags. Everything I drop, you leak glass. You ain't rolling with me if you ain't got a bag. Got my daddy cocky, got my mama swag, so I know I'm hot. I don't mean to brag. My future great, I'm like fast. Don't do the hate, I'm like fast. They talk a lot, they don't know ass. Don't talk rap if you talk the trash. On the track with me, I'm on your ass. You rap, make me want to gag. My fingers itching for the top cast. My legal fix, I'm conceited back. My gold hang shit might sack. I earn my money on folks with cash. I call shots, no Simon says. You call block, what you talking at? Home window shop, I walk and grab. Don't put no salt, that's kitchen sad. Defeat the track, got Floyd jab. Get hunger, pays, beat all the slack.
My swagger right.
Tell me how you like me now.
You like it right.
Tell me how you like it.
Yeah, bring it to New York City right now. Big shout out to my dude, MC Mo Black. Brand new music coming from him. Let's get it in. Throw up my peace.
Yeah. Black. Mo Black. Black music.
I drill him and then I send him home. She feel alone, at least I left her with my scent cologne.
Uh-huh.
Money's my problem, worked that out more than I stretch my bones. Educated in the school and streets, I can't depend on loans.
Nope.
Got plenty songs, sitting on them like a capsule phone. From the battle zone, and I'm better than the rappers known. You feel I'm wrong? I'ma put it to your right, nigga. 23 shots, just to show you I'm a mic, nigga.
Boy,
plenty women, put it on me, pussy's not a problem. Pushing up, I had her shaking like the bitch from Harlem. Smoking like Harley's Harley ever without people calling money. Over shorty, let me hit it like some weed in morning.
Let's go.
Keep from morning, keep the family tight, don't keep performing. Or you gon' see some niggas stomping like a Greek performance.
Right.
I feature enormous, call me Godzilla, sleeping dormant. Fucking this world, and I'm still gon' let your freak record it.
Plenty see me blow my weed when I ride. I throw up my piece, I'm alive. I'm looking in the mirror, see my competition reach for his side. I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time. Fuck your spot, boy. I'm just trying to shine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time.
Let's go. Let's
fuck your spot, boy. I'm just trying to shine. Plenty see me blow my weed when I ride. I throw up my piece, I'm alive. I'm looking in the mirror, see my competition reach for a side. I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mine.
Some niggas are soft, but still it will act tough. I'm pulling the app up, the internet says you said you a clapper.
Why
well, I'm the ratchet, yeah nigga I send just like the pastor. The energy and adapter, this is black music, I leave
black
on passion. Climbing out the ashes, smoked out from different gases. Pick it up slow, ass, stick it in molasses. She bouncing, Bobby shooting like a pistol.
So,
that's 187 on a 6-6. We can play that house party, make the switch go. I kid and play, back the money, then I switch flows. Sorry for the wait, thank you if you think I'm great. Get to know me, see I'm down to earth and we can gravitate. Looking in the mirror, see my competition's bad as
damn.
Told him I was hungry, should've never let me have a
taste.
Teasing, she gon' have to wait. I don't love and I don't date. Fuck you for an hour, girl, I hope this feeling compensate.
Oh,
you a man, why you acting like a bitch, folk? We not no slaves, but we get it from the whip, though. 174 Westside Bronx, hit low. Back to Dirty Fiji, campaign about to blow.
Plenty see me blow my weed when I ride.
Uh-huh.
I throw up my piece, I'm alive.
So
I'm looking in the mirror, see my competition reach for his side.
What?
I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time. Fuck your spot, boy, I'm just trying to shine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time.
Right.
Fuck your spot, boy, I'm just trying to shine. Plenty see me blow my weed when I ride.
Blowing
I throw up my piece, I'm alive.
So
I'm looking in the mirror, see my competition reach for his side. I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time. Fuck your spot, boy, I'm just trying to shine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time. Fuck your spot, boy, I'm just trying to shine. Killing rappers when I grind on that New York minute time. Fuck your spot, boy, I'm just trying to shine. Plenty see me blow my weed when I ride. I throw up my piece, I'm alive. I'm looking in the mirror, see my competition reach for a side. I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mines. I'm reaching for mines. I won't let this nigga get me, so I'm reaching for mines.
Mo Black.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere and Rosie Blue in the building, hanging out, rocking all the hottest music, talking a little bit of talk, some politics, a lot of things going out there in the air. So, you know, that's something that was on my mind. I'm glad you, had some thoughts on it yourself, you know. But there's a lot of other things that's going on as well. Is anything else, you know, in particular that's on your mind that you want to talk about?
I actually couldn't really hear it that well because it was distorted. To me, like on my end.
What do you mean?
It was hard for me to hear.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear. Yeah. It was hard for me to hear it, so I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it because I gotta be in the mix. If I'm not, then I feel left out. I gotta be in it. Gonna be in it. It's making it a point.
All right, that's what it is. Well, you know, I mean, we got a lot more hot music to get to, but you know, there's another thing that's, you know, that's been going on like simultaneously. You know, I think it even started before this whole Beyonce situation, like, you know, took over. As with the artist by the name of Keisha. I don't know if you know about Keisha, but she's a very big artist in her own right. Had a lot of pop hits, a lot of pop dance hits, and you know, apparently she was attacked and raped by her producer. And, you know, she's actually just finished a court case, actually involved it. You know, she wanted to quite naturally get out of her contract. She didn't want to, you know, be involved with, you know, this particular, you know, producer anymore. But would you believe she actually lost the case? And she can't get out of her contract, and she's, in all likelihood, going to have to continue to work with this same person who assaulted her.
I'm trying to figure out how she lost her case because, I mean, it's a lot of rape, molestation, all of that going on in the music industry. We just know this to be a fact. It's sad, but it happens. We don't want it to, of course. I think it's fucked up that she lost her case, and I also, of course, feel it's fucked up that she can't get out of her contract because, you know, there was no sexual exit clause in any of that paperwork. That's just, it's really sad. Like, and it happens to females and males, especially by producers. It was a whole lot of stuff about B2K going on. It was a whole lot of stuff about all the little different, you know, events, girl groups going on that, you know, that it was rumors. Of course, it wasn't, you know, it didn't turn into no big old thing other than being just a rumor, but still, like, it's there. It's there. We need to recognize it. We need to do something about it. She should be able to get out of her contract, especially if she don't want to be around dude no more.
No, it was a very, very odd situation. You know, I've just recently become aware of it myself, really hard body over the past couple of days. I had heard, you know, something about it, but you hear things and sometimes they kind of, you know, pass by you kind of fast. And, you know, when I really started to, you know, become aware of this story, I was like, wow. I mean, it seems to me like the contract took precedence, you know, over, you know, her claims of being assaulted, because from what I understand, you know, they said that, you know, they it was said that there wasn't enough evidence or whatever the case may be. And
pretty much,
you know,
telling her to put a Band-Aid on it and stop crying and keep on doing your music until your contract is up, and then you can go ahead and terminate it if you will.
That's kind of what it sounds like. That's basically kind of what it sounds like. 646-478-4069 is the calling number. Please don't forget to press that number one button so we know that you got something you want to say. We'll bring you live on the airway if you want to talk about this particular subject or anything else that might be on your mind. So, you know, there was some footage of this, the court case, her being in court, you know, apparently with, you know, members of her family, and you can see the emotional distress on her face. I mean, she was really, you know, broken down about it all. And, you know, it's really, really a terrible, terrible situation. And I really, you know, feel, and, you know, people are talking about they want to, you know, protest, you know, Beyonce. You know, why isn't anybody lining up to protest this? You know, this woman apparently was raped, you know.
I definitely agree. The worst thing that can happen to a rape victim is that nobody believes them. That is probably the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone that has the misfortune to experience that, is that they are not believed, especially by a jury of their peers, everyone else, all the evidence that may or may not have been stacked against her. I mean, yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we want to, you know, send our thoughts out to Keisha, and we definitely, want to support that particular situation, and we definitely, you know, hope that she could, you know, win on appeal or whatever the case may be, and, you know, get the person that assaulted her put behind bars where he should be, because that's real crazy. But matter of fact, let's touch on one of her big songs right now. This is Keisha on Dirty Basement Radio, Die Young.
We're gonna die young. business, I salute you for real. And yeah. I know why you playing this, is cause your turn up is real.
Yeah, big shout out to Keisha, no doubt. We definitely wish her well. Brand new music coming from Biz the Truth. This is The Turn Up Is Real.
To the DJ that's spinning this, I salute you for real. And yeah. I know why you playing this, is cause your turn up is real. Yeah, I hear you. I salute how you feel. And I know why y'all are here, it's cause your turn up is real. Yeah. Wild Boys is with me, John's gang in the city. Money Click riding with me, it's cause your turn up is real.
Ray Rice, beat the chick up like Ray Rice.
It was so nice, I had to hit it twice. Ray Rice, beat the chick up like Ray Rice. It was so nice, I had to hit it twice. Who? Ray Rice. Ray Rice. Who? Ray Rice. I had to hit it twice. Ray Rice. Ray Rice. It was so nice, I had to hit it twice.
Radio in the building, rocking out all the bangers, hanging out with my girl Miss Rosie Blue. That was slap music with that Ray Rice. I got the clubs jumping up and down. I know you be rocking to that in your headphones, Miss Rosie Blue.
I did like that. I believe I gave that a go back when we had that opportunity. Yes, definitely.
See, that's one of them joints that I say are undeniable. See, that's an undeniable song. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely no denying that. When that comes on, you'd be like, oh, okay. You know, you could definitely rock out.
It makes you start jumping, but that's the goal. That's the goal that any artist that want to get big in the club or on the radio or something, you know, you got to have a club jumper. You got to have something that's going to get everybody's attention, give a positive vibe, get everybody active. You do that, you got a slam dunk. You got an ace in the hole.
Exactly. Well, you know that the new edition of Culture Magazine with the double cover is out right now. You know, we have the Malcolm X cover and also the Martin Luther King cover. So you could definitely check that out and say, double-sided issue. So you can definitely check that out. If you haven't seen that already, definitely let your folks know. Go to IamCautionMagazine.com, and you can check that out along with all of the past issues also.
You know I'm trying to get in that magazine more than
I'm trying to get you in it. So, see, we are of the same mind on that. See, we of the same mind. See, we here.
We gotta get in it. We gotta get in that thing. We gotta get in it.
All right. So we definitely
give us a page.
Right. We gotta get them things together, and you can also, let some of them artists know. You know, we get you a page in the magazine, and you could bring some of them artists on board. Have the we have to think of something for it. We'll think of something for it. You know, something with a West Coast vibe. You could be our West Coast correspondent.
Does Caution Magazine focus on only music, or can we go a little bit more?
Any type of artist. It's across the board. It's music. It's fashion. We are we're an urban magazine, you know, but I wouldn't say we're definitely not a hip hop magazine. It would be better for anyone that's interested, for better than me to be able to say and explain it to you. Just go to I Am Caution Magazine, check out some of our past issues, some of the past people that we've had on our covers, everybody from Antonio Fargas to Vivica Fox have great style covers. So, you know, we definitely have some mainstream heavyweight folks that have given us an exclusive interview. We've managed to bring some of them right here to Dirty Basement Radio. You know, definitely go and check out the archives, and you'll see a number of the folks that we've had the pleasure of hosting here on Dirty Basement Radio. But, definitely check that out, you know. Let the folks know about it. You know, we could get them, you know, involved in it, whether or not they are an artist. They may be, you know, an entrepreneur. They may have a business or some type of an establishment that they may want to.
I definitely have an entrepreneur in mind, but I think that this particular entrepreneur would fit in a little bit better with the Wednesday night show, because it is in the adult entertainment industry, and he is a founder of a company of said sorts. And yeah, that's it. I had the opportunity to talk to this person a few times, and it sounds like he's got some stuff he wants to share on that Double Dirty show. I said, well, yeah, that you fit in perfect right there.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, as far as the magazine is concerned, if he needs graphic work done, if he needs an art, an ad, you know, drawn up for him, you know, that's also, you know, if he needs something that he may not have something at all, or if he needs something that's a bit, you know, maybe more tasteful, I don't know, then, you know, what he may have, then we could definitely take care of that also for him. But definitely go
we
and
like
check
tasteful.
Out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We like tasteful. We like that.
Yeah, definitely like that. We like tasteful. We definitely like tasteful. So, you know, we want to jump back into a little bit more music, but definitely go and get that Caution magazine, and definitely big, big shout out to all of the folks that participated and gave us their quotes for this Black History Month edition, and also our one-year anniversary edition. It's our one-year anniversary edition, Miss Rosie Blue, for Caution magazine.
Is it in February?
Yep. We released our first issue last February of 2015.
Okay. Keep one more year. Here's to one more year on Caution magazine. I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. We got some stuff in store. You know, we have to juggle a couple of things around, but we definitely got some more exclusive covers for y'all. You know, coming up, some exclusive. I think I had leaked it a little bit earlier, but we kind of pulled it back a bit. We have an exclusive cover and interview with the most recent America's Next Top Model. So you'll definitely get to check that out. Let's see what I got here. Oh, yeah, like I was saying, let's get back to this music right now. Big shout out to Tragedy Gaddafi. He definitely came through and gave us a fantastic quote. You can definitely check him out in the latest edition of Caution magazine. All right, this is Thug Paradise.
Gaddafi, the next life. Yeah, Thug Paradise.
No doubt.
Check it out. Yeah. Hey, yo, son, let me put you on to what happened. I went down. Check it out. Yo, TV's in the headrest. Sega Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Push the Lex Land on the way to my arraignment. They got a witness. Lawyer can't explain it. Face the judge on some money maintenance. Black Caesar, 100 grand on a visa. Took the stand. Suddenly caught amnesia. Found him in the warehouse. Tied in the freezer. That's the life of a thug when he hold heaters. Really, up north turn to dick beaters. Sending flicks to any bitch that'll feed us. 360 waves with the shell top Adidas. The Black Jesus, Lebanon, remain calm. Rockin' stay green, sipping on Dawn. Arabic link, Cartier on the arm. Nigga, fresh off work release. Hercules, nigga, fuck the D's. We blazing trees, Capone bag the keys. Let's move like a gypsy. It's hot out here, relocate to Poughkeepsie. Feds play the roof in the hood trying to hit me. Snakes on the block wanna sip more with me. The life of a thug wasn't made right. When I die, leave a bottle of Dawn by the gravesite. The tombstone let the record show I was sinning. Lay me in the earth with the almighty linen.
One thing, living on the edge of life. Criminal type thugs who love to pull a hike. Cool shite, living in these days of strife. Rockin' 4-carat ice in Thug Paradise. Thug Paradise.
It's Thug Paradise.
One for the money, two for the villain. Three for Willie's whole of millions. Four wheeler with no feeling.
Uh-huh.
Shit, my resident.
What?
QB settlement.
Yeah.
Hit him on the hill, Jake, wonder where the metal went. Jump in the ad to raid, then black to trade. Lord of day for those who passed away. My whole clip shining like a diamond. While I'm Rikers Allen.
Uh-huh.
Fake niggas eat a dick grommet. Mighty cone, we got a zone. Component over Yeager's zone. We got a touch like a flip phone. I sip a border while you get extorted. It's a single, illegal life, sick you. I hope the world bored. Yeah, no doubt. Capone on Riega.
All my convicts living on the edge of life. Criminal type thugs love to pull a heist. Two shites living in the days of strife. Rockin' 4-carat ice. Thug Paradise.
Yo, it's broad daylight. Woke up early in the morning. Didn't even brush my teeth. I grabbed heat. But the bar's late. The roll up. Some tweets. But they was on since yesterday night. Son got bumped in his windpipe. I go to war until you're green right. Sit tight. Can't sit because of gunfight. Yo, no stop it. The new millennium was priming. Black Carmen. It's not a spark that big. But niggas get hard-headed, filled with lead.
paradise. Fly the light.
Yeah, big shout out to Tragedy Gaddafi once again, another artist that we had on these airways. Make sure you go to Mix. You'll be in mixtapefights.com's archives all day. All right, we got so many fantastic interviews, so many fantastic shows. We got some classic shows with Miss Rosie, too. Now, she alluded to it a couple of minutes ago, talking about, you know, the Double Dirty. Now, Double Dirty, unfortunately, has been on hiatus for a bit. So, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to bring that back as soon as possible. Big shout out to our girl, Reddy, the queen of every damn thing. All right, definitely big shout out to her. Got to get her back on the airways as soon as possible. But that Double Dirty show, you can definitely find that in the archives also. You know, they got some crazy shows talking about, you know, guys like how they butt played with and all kind of stuff. You know, it made me
I think that's the one that had the most impact on
you. Oh, man, listen. That show was crazy. I mean, now, a lot of people listen to that show in the archives. A lot of people also listen to that when you had the male porn star on. It seemed like folks
yeah.
Like that. Yeah, you know, they was liking that one, too. They was liking that one, too. But if you want to check out that show or any of the other shows, definitely go to mixtapefights.com. I click that Dirty Basement Radio banner, all right, and it'll take you to all the. Now, you could also find some archives right there on the home page. You can scroll down the whole page, click on the bottom, it'll take you to all those shows in that section. All right, that's one section. And we got some fantastic interviews in that section. You can find our interview with, I'm drawing a blank. You can find our interview with EPMD. You can find our interview with Club Nouveau. You can find our interview with so many. You can find our interview with some adult movie stars, Miss Rosie Blue. We've had them on the airways, too, now. We don't have to relegate everybody, you know, to the Double Dirty show. But, you know, we've had a few porn stars on the airways.
Okay. I'm digging the porn stars on the airways because, you know, it's always interesting to hear about the long hours and all the different places they get to travel to and all the excited people that want to see them and all that good stuff. It's just, yeah, it's nice.
You know, now
that's a different kind of art to me. That's a different
right.
kind of art.
It's a different kind of art. You know, but now we had most recently, unfortunately, you were having some issues with your microphone that day, but we had a most recently. You know, you can go to archives and check out our interview with Miss Adult Movie Star, Miss Sasha Cream, you know, and Escort, you know, so you can definitely check that out in our archives also. But, we want to get her back on air, you know what I'm saying, when we definitely get you plugged in. We was kind of bummed out that you weren't able to participate in that particular interview because it was definitely, you know.
I'd actually bought a new phone like the very next day, so it was real.
You know, technology sometimes will let you down. All right, but I want to give a big shout out to the legendary Daddy-O also. He also participated. Once again, we had him on the airways just last week, but he also participated in Caution Magazine's Black History Month edition and gave us a great quote, so we definitely appreciate that. Let's get into one of his latest joints. All right, this is MC.
Yep. It's like a combination of just leave me alone. I see and window seat. It's like taking Erykah Badu and Michael Jackson, and they both telling you to get out of here at the same time. I really don't like y'all in my face, man. Y'all really be in my face, man. Before you reach the bank, can't be capped. Before you reach the rank, loud and clear, we gon' air it out and let you know what it's all about. Loud and proud, picked you out the crowd. We win now, lost no way, no how. We got beef, we got heavenly protein. From angels of fiends, and we running this whole thing. Kings Creek, maybe hustlers weak. Backyard, house on Hendrick Street. God bless the people that died from crack.
Cause they the same people that brought crack back. Face the fact, it's what you came here for. My party make you say what Damon J here for. Don't like what you see, what you came here for. And if you ain't G-Step, what you came here for? Superman, black and masculine, a father flow, that's why they call me Daddy-O. I should know, please don't step in the lane. This is holy ground, so go out where you came. MC, rapper don't fit with me. Fits with you, that's why you scared of me. MC, rapper don't fit with me. It fits with you, that's why you scared of me. MC, rapper don't fit with me. It fits with you, that's why you scared of me. MC, rapper don't fit with me. Fits with you, that's why you scared of me.
Yeah, definitely banging right there. Brand new music coming from Daddy O, the legendary Daddy O of Stetsasonic. So you just got a new phone, Miss Rosie Blue. What kind of phone you got?
I have the Galaxy S6, and for obvious, recently trending reasons, I do not have an iPhone.
Oh, you don't have an iPhone. Oh, you don't
have an iPhone.
I would figure that you would definitely have an iPhone.
No. I've never been an iPhone fan or an Apple fan, for that matter.
Well, you know,
I was at the bottom of the game, and that just kind of, it hit me at such a traumatic age in my life that I just never decided to trust Apple after that point. They've come a long way. They have.
Honestly, I've never been an Apple fan either. You know, they've always been, you know, a lot more, you know, expensive than your standard PC. But, you know, the trade-off was that, you know, they really didn't get, you know, the viruses. They really didn't get hacked, you know, on the same, really at all, you know. Especially, you know, in the early earliest years, you know, maybe now a little bit here and there, but it's nowhere. It's 1,000 times more secure than a PC will ever be. All right, and I definitely give them that credit. But what do you think about the whole thing? You know, with the iPhones now that the government wants them to, you know, be able to. You know, open up, you know, the iPhone because of these two particular, you know, individuals, those two terrorists who killed 14 people in California. You know, do you think that Apple should just, you know, go ahead and do it? Because I kind of like the concept of it. It's basically like a self-destruct. You know what I'm saying? Like if you lose your phone, right? And somebody finds your phone and, you know, they're not trying to give it back to you. You call it. You know, they're not trying to, you know, to give you your phone back, whatever, whoever finds it. And they try to get into the phone. They want to try to use the phone. They try to, you know, open it up. You got the password on it. After about 10 tries, if they haven't, you know, figured out the password within the 10th try, it starts to basically self-destruct. It starts to erase all the data.
That's great.
I think so too. I think that's great. You know,
I really do. Especially as many phones as I've lost in my lifetime, I've ever been concerned about is pictures.
You don't want nobody going in your phone and looking at your shit and dialing
you
your numbers. Dialing telephone numbers and shit. We might know the same people.
The girl that took my phone, I might have dated her boyfriend way back when she thought he was cheating on her.
You know what I'm saying? People are texting and shit, acting like they're you. It could be all kind of havoc. Making a mess.
This type of stuff been going on since cell phones been around. You know what I'm saying? As much as they've had access to, as much as the next person has the opportunity to take advantage of said situation. So that's just been going on. But I do like that concept. I do like that concept of wiping the phone clean of any, especially any personal data. Just reset, just go back to the default, you know, settings. Set it all the way back to where you first bought the phone if they try to hack into it. I guess the only downside to that would be, I mean, is it functional after that?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think the phone is even functional after that. After that, the phone's not even functional. You know?
No, yeah. That's cool. Because I was going to say the only downside to that would be that if the phone did not completely become, unusable, that person just came up on a brand new phone. Because if you reset it back to the factory default and nothing else happens to the phone, then they just got a whole new phone.
See, but that's just the thing. You're still not gonna be able to actually get into the telephone. You know, you're still not gonna be able to get into the telephone. You know, because you haven't figured out the password. But once it's gotten to the 10th instance of you not figuring out the password, now it's gonna go into self-destruct mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I really like that. I do. Especially if you're trying to get into you're looking for something. And they got so many apps to where you can track to where your phone is now that all you have to do is send it a text message, even if it is in the locked position and it's supposed to have some sort of GPS signal for you to be able to find your phone. So, you know, that on top of the self-destruct, you either gonna kill that phone or somebody's going to find you before you kill it. Cynthia? Hello? Are you with me, Susie? And we lost her for us. We're having some technical difficulties, folks. Bear with us, please. Bear with us. This is Dirty Basement Radio. Just one sec.
If there's a question of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Yeah. If there's a question of my love, then you got it. Baby, I can be that man for you. Yeah. And baby, I can be that man. Baby, I can be that man for you. Yeah. And baby, I can be that man. Oh, girl. And baby, I can be that man for you. You know how we do it. As a girl, I love your smile. Can I know your name? Focus on the future, not used to playing challenge games. And I hope you feel the same. See, we've been through enough. You know I got your back, especially when the time is rough. And open up the car door, that's what I'm here for. Cause every moment is precious, I want you feeling secure. Lipstick flawless, a diamond in the rough. And we can make it to the top, cause I ain't never high enough. Got you sitting on cloud nine, it's about time. All we need is patience, hoping that we can find a better position. I know you've been through a lot, and that as long as you're willing, you know I'm kissing your spot. Girl, when you around, make me feel like a king. So every man with a crown should always have a queen. You're the reason I live my life, my future wife. Even if we have kids, we got a life to sacrifice. Whoa. Cause we'll never ever know. Right now we better take it slow. And if we can laugh together, you can love me now. Maybe we can laugh forevermore. You got it, it don't belong to anyone but you. Yeah. If
there's a question of my love. Think you got it. Baby, I can be that man for you. Baby, I can be that man. Oh, girl. Baby, I can be that man for you. Baby, I can be that man. Oh, girl. Baby, I can be that man for you. Yeah. Indeed, trying to feel. Cause only love can make a happy home. And I know it's hard to accept, but since daddy's gone, we gotta stay strong. It's just me and you going against the wind. Cause what I see in you, could probably last a lifetime. Me and you drinking wine, it's the right time just to make it happen. And just imagine our life. Got me on one knee, hatching you to be my wife. Thinking we just might take a chance on love. Man, I'm thinking twice. Keeping us above all the drama. I swear that you's a blessing. Swear that you's a reason. That's why I stopped stressing. Also, stop guessing. But now I'm for sure. Nothing like the last. Have me insecure. You're the reason I live my life. My future wife. Even when we have kids, we got a life of sacrifice. One. Cause we'll never ever know. Right now we better take it slow. And if we can last together, you can love me now, baby. We can last forevermore. You got it. We don't belong to anyone but you. If there's a question of my love, then you got it. Baby, I can be that man for you. Baby, I can be that man. Baby, I can be that man for you. Yes, baby, I can be that man. Oh, girl. Baby, I can be that man.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio having a couple of technical difficulties. Definitely my apologies. Miss Rosie Blue, are you with me? Miss Rosie Blue, are you with me? Look like we're having a little bit of trouble with her microphone still. All right, we're going to see if we can get this whole situation together. Just bear with us just a bit. Big shout out to Hakeem Green, Channel Live. You can also check him out in the latest edition of Caution Magazine. This is the banger right here. You know this is the classic fucking madism.
I know you're digging this type of shit right here. We about to spark it on the mic. Get it quick, cause there's all these weak rappers steady making hits.
by 94, I bring the skills back. So listen, now I'm doing what I wanna do and sparking madness.
Man, after all of this, I think I'm going to need to spark me some madism, having all kind of situations and difficulties. Miss Rosie Blue, are you with me? Miss Rosie Blue, oh, no, I can't hear you. We're having a real bad situation today, all kind of technical difficulties going on here. We may have to abbreviate the show. My definite apologies. We may have to abbreviate the show. Because technical difficulties beyond our control today. The system just does not seem as if it wants to cooperate. So, Ms. Rosie Blue, if you're in the sound of my voice, my goodness, having microphone difficulties, system failures, and all kind of things going on. All right, so I guess we're going to have to cut it short today. All right, tune in next Tuesday coming up, and we definitely make our apologies. So y'all take care and be safe. Peace.